First of all, thank you for allowing me to come along and speak with you tonight. We've listened to the interview of the three ladies we spoke to last evening on Suzy Radio in Godston High Street that unfortunately have had to be evacuated from their homes in William Way. What would be your response to them listening to that interview, first of all, to do with the communication aspects?
Well, thanks, Neil, and thanks for inviting me on to answer some of those concerns. The communication, we're doing our utmost to keep residents informed. Obviously, from that, they don't feel informed enough. And I get the frustration because, you know, if this had happened to me, I would be absolutely horrified. You know, it was a terrible, shocking experience in the middle of the night. You've got policemen knocking on your door at 1 o'clock, so you've got to get out your house. There may be an explosion. When you get past that, you must be in the adrenaline goes through you and it's gone. You must think, well, what do I do next? What we have got is an information centre at St Nicholas's Youth Centre, which is just round the corner, as you know, from the sinkhole. We've staffed that with Tandridge District Council officers and also Godston Parish Council, who have been really trying very hard to keep communication going. We're also putting out regular communications now. It's only today that we've been put in the position where we can issue the communications. Before that, it was being done from Surrey's.
So that is a fundamental change of the status of the incident.
You're right, because it was a major incident and now it's a significant incident. And with that change in title, the responsibility for things like communications comes to the district. So I'd just like to assure everyone, we get the point, we absolutely know that communication is key to this. What I've got one proviso, and that is we don't know the answers to a lot of those questions that the residents were saying, like how long are they going to be out? I don't know. I'm not sure anybody knows. I mean, all I'd say is obviously the site's going to take months to put right. Whether that's the same as not getting back into your homes, I don't know. I mean, today we're going to look at some of the properties and see if they're considered safe for people to return to. Don't know how many that will be, but hopefully it will be a few at least. And I would hope that, and again, there's a limit to what Tandridge could do because it's only the housing authority. It's not the highways, it's not the water authority. But if everybody gets together and treats this as priority, and the more publicity there is for that, the better. And this has had a huge amount of publicity. So hopefully the spotlight will be on it and things will move fast.
Now, those residents, I mean, they were addressing concerns last night. You could hear the frustration and the fear in their voices. I mean, they spent a lot of money on those properties. They really want to be there living. And now they're forced to find accommodation for themselves. Some are sharing with neighbours. Some are sharing with friends across the village. Some have been put up in a travel lodge, but only for a few days. But inevitably, this could go on for months.
Yes, I don't know if it'll go on for months. I really hope not, but it's certainly going to go on for weeks. And I know from speaking to people, some did go to friends and family, but there's a limit to how long you can stay there, isn't there? I think most of us would agree that you can't impose on people however close a family forever or for a long time. So there's that category. There's ones who've come to us, and there are five families, I think, in Travelodge at the moment. And we will keep that going. You know, we're not going to turn anybody out. Wouldn't want to. One thing that's come up for me is insurance companies and their behaviour, which I hope you'll publicise this, because some insurance companies have been behaving fine and they've said, yes, temporary accommodation, you can go into that and we'll pay for it. Others have been really sticky and they've said, well, we want evidence of damage to your house. Well, there isn't damage to your house in this instance. None of the houses may be damaged. I hope they're not.
It's a safety precaution, isn't it, really? You've been evacuated because exactly. There's a risk of explosion if a gas main should rupture.
Exactly so, Neil. So they can't go back into their houses, as we've discussed. They're locked out, if you like. So it's not a matter of damage. So I would really hope those insurance companies would think better of that behaviour, because this is a major event. It's come out of nowhere. It's obviously not the residents' fault. They've had a terrible trauma in how it developed. So really, you know, they should cough up. If they don't, obviously we are the backstop, and we want to do everything we can to help. And yes, it costs a lot of money. It costs us a lot of money too. You know, councils have got no money, but we're willing to do that, and you know, we'll do whatever it takes. But you know, we have to go through those processes first, and I appreciate that's frustrating.
Now, obviously, there's a timeline involved. The ladies said, look, we need to know what's happening. We need a timeline. Mm. It's very hard to put a date on anything specific on that, particularly as yourselves know you have charge of things, because a lot of it still have to go through the county council.
It will. I mean, a timeline on when people can get back into their homes, it's almost impossible for us to say. All we can say today is that residents are going to be allowed back to under supervision to get some belongings. Now, again, I don't know when that is, and I doubt it will be till next week, because Surrey was supposed, the engineers that were working with Surrey were supposed to be doing the boreholes today, and in fact that was announced this morning, but I understand they couldn't do it because the machinery wasn't right. So that's not until tomorrow, so that's going to, before people go back in, it's got to be next week, I think, now, or hopefully Monday. Or early in the week. And then the other thing is looking at properties to see where people can go home. But again, I can't put a date on that because we're not totally in control. All we can do is put pressure on, and I'd just like to assure everyone we will do. And the other thing to say is if anybody is upset or thinks they're not being communicated with, they're more than welcome to contact TDC or me, and my details are on the council website. So I've been down there a lot the past couple of days, and I met quite a few people, but you know, anybody else, please get in touch.
Now, Catherine, there's obviously one more piece of this puzzle that they raised last night, and that was the policing issue. That they said to me that we were told that the police would be evident. I mean, I think they're concerned about theft and people perhaps looting, which is common in these situations, but there was nothing evident last night at all.
Right, I don't know what the police promised them, obviously. What I do know is that during the day there have been people around all the time and the contractors have been around, and I think at night, but I'm not certain. As of now, I think there's a security being brought in anyway, which again has been organised through the contractors and Surrey. So it's quite hard for me to answer that because I don't know what the original conversation said. From what I've seen, and I have been down there a lot, there's people around, there's contractors around all the time, so I would think there's little risk, but I'm only, you know, I'm speculating, to be honest, so can't really answer that one very well.
Catherine, thank you very much for speaking to us here on Susie Radio, and it's pleasing to hear that Tandridge District Council are keeping on the pulse and trying to deal with these matters as soon as they can take control of them.
Well, I hope we are, Neil. We want to do that. And if you hear any more problems from anyone, just get in touch and we can try and deal with it there and then. I mean, I think now we're in charge of communications. Hopefully more will be put out because we know the local area so much better, really, than any other authority.
Catherine Sayer, leader of Tandridge District Council, thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thanks, Neil.